Tamar Anatai.
All right, there she is.
How's it going?
Everything's great. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Tamar,
you tell her. You want to tell her?
No.
What? Tell me what?
We appreciate you.
Appreciate everything you do, Tamar. And I just want to say that I hope that if you feel like you have a blog post on your fantastic blog that isn't up to par, that you do not punch the glass cover of a fire extinguisher case.
That is no way to resolve problems.
Nope.
It sounds like you're yelling, Tamar. Are you standing far away in the end of the room?
No, I'm sorry. I thought that you couldn't hear me for some reason. Is this better?
This is a high-priced MTV speakerphone we're talking on to.
I'm sorry.
Just playing. How are things?
Things are great. I'm glad I don't have a bloody hand.
The story we heard today, it sounded pretty disgusting. It sounded like there was like a big hunk of meat hanging off there.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, this just in, when you smash your hand into a plate glass, I guess it's a
fire hydrant holder.
Fire hydrant window. It's
No, that's not a fire hydrant. Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
Those things are made to be broken.
That's true.
I know.
Apparently you're not
with your hand. Not with your hand, though.
That's why they come with a handy little hammer or whatever on the side.
We talked about it yesterday. What have you ever done in anger? What have you broken, thrown, smashed?
She broke a TV. That's why they only have one at her house.
You did? Hey, I got two bubble tubes. You want one? 27-inch, 19-inch. I'll ship them to you.
Do you know how much?
No, I want a fancy one. I have never broken anything. I guess I take the Oasis approach. You know, don't look back in anger, just walk away. I have never strangled or broken or karate chopped anything.
You've never strangled your husband?
No, I wanted to, but I've kept it together.
Good. He's your Wonderwall. Why would you strangle him?
He is. I don't know. I don't have that kind of a. Yeah, I like to fight a war with words, not with weapons.
You know, words can be even more hurtful, Tamar.
That's true.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Like Jessica Simpson. She's had a lot of words about her, like, what do you mean there was only one kid in there? Stuff like that.
To be fair, that baby was almost 10 pounds.
That's true. That was almost two people.
She was carrying around a lot of baby. Almost 10 pounds? That's like a Thanksgiving turkey.
I know. When she had the baby, I was waiting for it to be the Octomom when it came out. But it turned out, no, it was just a regular kid.
The regular, almost 10-pound baby.
Mm-hmm. She gave birth to, who was the guy that went back in time? He lived his life backwards.
Scott Bakula.
No.
Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap. That was my favorite show.
The movie, the guy that lived his life backwards.
Michael Brad Pitt. Oh, Benjamin Button. I didn't like that.
Oh, okay.
He didn't like that movie.
Come on. Get all those jokes out. The baby's entering kindergarten tomorrow. The baby's 25, blah, blah, blah.
The baby flew in on a 747. I mean.
The baby knows how to walk and read, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, the baby had a seven-room penthouse inside Jessica Simpson's belly.
Gross. She had her baby. Very exciting, right?
The baby had the Duggar family over for dinner before it was born. I got a bunch of them.
We were talking about the baby yesterday and the name. And it was like Mitchell Drew Johnson.
Maxwell Drew Johnson. See, I think Baby Max is a cute name.
For a guy.
Oh, my God.
I think Drew Barrymore, it's a great name for a gal. I think
Her name is Maxwell.
But Drew is a cute name. I think the only way you can make it effeminate or feminine in any way. Is it feminine? I guess it's feminine in this case. It would be Maxie. But you can't go Maxie.
No.
I don't like that at all.
Maxwelline or Maxwellette. I mean, Maxwell is not a
name. A lot of people go by their middle name. Like your first name is actually Zurevicius, but your middle name is Patrick, so that's why we call him Pat.
Maybe, I didn't know that. I learned something today.
Yes. Well, maybe they're going to call the baby Drew.
Why?
But Maxwell is Eric, her husband's middle name.
Mm.
And it's a family name, which I think is cool. It's his grandmother's last name.
As I said yesterday, the only Maxwell I know is Maxwell Smart, the super agent. And so I was thinking maybe, knowing how Jessica Simpson can be, she thought if she named her kid Maxwell, it would be smart.
See, I can I can get down with that by putting names of your relatives and stuff inside the name. But can you not make it like...
feminine?
Well, it could be, how about first name Drew, the middle name Maxwell Franklin Geronimus, whatever, whatever name you want to throw in there, make it the middle names, five of them, I don't care, and then just make it a normal first name.
But people think Drew is a guy's name, too. I mean, there's Drew Barrymore, obviously, but Drew is usually like Andrew. I mean, the point is she's a celebrity. She's basically, it's guaranteed that, you know, that yeah. she's going to name her kid something weird. At least it's not true. Apple or
Blue
Radio
Ivy.
Stereo or whatever.
Radio Blue, Stereo.
Blue Ivy and
what
Green
was,
Ivy.
Yeah. What was Nirvana? And Courtney Love, would they name their kid?
Oh, Francis Bean. Like
Francis
That's
Bean.
Tame.
Francis Beanpot.
That's pretty tame, I guess.
That's so tame by today's weird standards.
As long as she doesn't go by Bean, which she doesn't. She goes by I Hate My Mom.
So is this reality show time for her? We caught her on her first year of her first marriage. Is this like now you think she's going to catch a reality show, being this her first
kid?
Oh,
like
kid,
something.
Right?
Well, she's got her fashion star show right now, so she's not like totally staying out of television, but I would watch a show about her like bringing up babies.
Can you imagine that?
She's doing a fashion
show?
She
put the diaper on the baby's head, just create the baby crapping everywhere.
Is she doing a fashion show? A fashion line?
It's like a fashion.
Is it like Lane Bryant?
Judge.
It's for bigger girls? I mean, what?
Oh, come on.
Come on, you guys.
I didn't say it was Justin. I love her. I love Jessica Simpson.
She was big
I
as her
too.
Average pachyderm while she was pregnant.
Oh, come
and
on.
She's not very smart. She should have named her kid Dumbo.
You know. Tomorrow, I'll get him.
She's got that fashion okay. star show, and she does a pretty good job. And no, it's like clothes for everyone. It's democratic. Like they come on and like, you know, they take designers, and then Macy's offers to buy the clothes or H&M or Saks. Anyway, she is a really good businesswoman when it comes to fashion.
Okay, I mean she has a great team around her.
And you guys are relentless. This is not make fun of Jessica Simpson Day.
It's Justin. You know I love her. Patrick loves her. Justin hates her.
I don't hate her. I could do without her. Okay, let's move along here. I don't know if I read this correctly, but did I see here that Justin Bieber's boyfriend has a video that premieres tomorrow? Did I read this right?
You know, that's a good one. I don't have anything to say to that because that – just all it took was a little apostrophe S, and he changed the whole thing around. I see what you did.
Yeah.
But no, the boyfriend is actually Justin Bieber. I'm to my knowledge, he does not have a boyfriend.
No.
But
no.
Have you heard the song? It's really good. It's like Justin Timberlake style.
No, anything Justin Timberlake style is good, though. I'm a fan.
Yeah, and well, and everyone's like, when's Justin Timberlake going to get back to music? The answer is who knows. So the other Justin is kind of coming up from the rear. And the video premieres...
Again, I mean, come on. Two boy band stars?
Really, come on,
Tamar.
Seriously?
You know better than that.
Yeah.
I thought that would just slip by under this.
I mean, come on. You know what? What are you, 12 years old, Tamar? Come on.
Run.
Home run. You guys are the one hitting the buzzer.
Yeah. I mean, you
I'm
said
just
it.
Using common everyday words to talk about Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Anyway, Justin Bieber's boyfriend video is going to premiere tomorrow on MTV at 7:50, MTV first, followed by a live Q&A with Bieber.
Awesome.
Have you ever seen him strolling around the MTV compound?
He doesn't just stroll around. It's pretty obvious when he's here because there's like a million screaming girls outside, but I've interviewed him a few times.
Oh, really?
He was being carried?
on one of those chariots. It's like
one
the beginning
throne,
of
yeah.
He was in the
coming
egg. He was in the egg after Gaga got
Gaga's
out.
Egg.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's
yes.
Did he hit on you? Because I understand he has a penchant for flirting with interviewers.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. No, you know, I guess I'm just not his type.
Well, you're married, and maybe he respected the ring.
Yeah.
Well, I think that other, it was Australian or a British interviewer. I think she's married.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if you had a funny accent, he would have flirted with you.
I know. I guess I'm just not good enough for him. But yeah, I'm taken, and he's taken. But the boyfriend is really. It's not like the baby kid stuff. It's very, very, very grown up.
Is it deep and dark?
He talks about coming up from behind and stuff.
It's
like that.
It's not super deep or dark, but it feels more like Usher or Justin Timberlake, like sexy back. It doesn't feel like bubblegum pop at all.
Okay, I can get with that. I like Justin Bieber. I make fun of him, but I respect him. He's a great
talent. Mega watt talent.
Yeah, I think, him and who's the country girl that's crossover pop star? Taylor Swift. I mean, they're kind of the same boat to me. I mean, you can't help but respect what they've done.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Carrie Underwood.
I'm not a real big fan of hers, although she's got fantastic legs. She seems very athletic. Anyway,
she
does
nice.
Like sports. She does have fantastic legs.
Yeah. And then last but not least, Brittany, and we talked about this a while back. How do you think this is going to go with Brittany being a judge, other than the fact that she's got a guaranteed paycheck for a while, which if her fiancé, husband, boyfriend, whatever he is,
gold
guy,
digger.
slash manager is to be credited for anything, it's certainly for this to put her in a position to make A, a bunch of money, and B, slightly more than J-Lo.
And did he chip
up?
Oh, my God.
First of all, I take issue with that. I don't think he's a gold digger.
Pat said that.
He's a did he chip up? What do you call it?
Pat says Pat chip thinks
up chick.
Up chick.
Yeah. No, did you see him in the criminal video? He's like super ripped and looks hot.
Yeah, well, there's a million of those guys out there. I don't know if that qualifies him as a manager.
She's Brit. Come
but
on.
I think this is a good deal. And I told Pat, I said, you can't find me too many examples of where a significant other has screwed over their partner that was the money maker in a situation like this one. And he may not be qualified to do it, but you don't typically see a guy that isn't out for their best
interest.
Didn't
Celine Dion's old hag, gray-headed guy take all her money?
No.
No, they're still together.
Didn't he go bankrupt?
Well, maybe, but not with her money.
Oh, yeah, no. They were just married. It was their money.
They made a movie about Celine Dion. It was called Too Big to Fail. Maybe you saw that.
He's just rich and old, that's all.
Isn't he her manager, though?
I think so. Well, the one disaster was with Mariah and Tommy Mottola.
There you go.
How was that a disaster?
It was just like their relationship ended poorly, and she wrote all that music about how she felt totally confined, and you know that's why it was the emancipation of Mimi and her whole butterfly metaphor.
Yeah, but I mean, financially, she came out great. I mean, it's just that he kept her locked in a cage in the basement. That was a different deal.
She's a Looney Tune. But I love her.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I think she was a
butterfly. She needs to fly.
He was a pretty controlling guy, and he knew he way up-chicked, and he had no business being with her. He was 50 years older than her. She was a 20-something who was an unbelievable talent and star trying to spread her wings, and he kept clipping him. And she said, I can't take it anymore. Let me out of this birdcage.
Fly, butterfly.
Do you love her with Nick Cannon? They just celebrated their fourth wedding anniversary by renewing their vows in Paris. I love that.
Romantic. I do too. I gave them 4 months, sweet. And they have way surpassed. And I think they're a great couple. I'm in.
That's what I'm saying. They seem so happy together. She found herself a boy toy. He seems totally like just enamored and like happy to be husband/younger dude.
Yeah.
He's not wilding out on this relationship for sure.
Mm-mm.
No, he's in a great position. I don't know how much he makes doing his deal, but he could retire today for sure.
Also, he's hot. I feel like he's going to be the next Seacrest now that I think about it.
He's a highly likable.
Seacrest ain't going nowhere. I got news for you, Tamar.
Well, that's
true.
Oh,
my God. He makes $50 million a year.
Amazing.
He walks home with a $50 million paycheck, but how does he not have a heart attack? How does he work that much?
He's good. The guy is good.
I got to be honest. I could never sleep again for $50 million a year.
Yeah, that's true. Sleep when you're dead.
I mean, think about it. That's over $4 million a month. That's over $1 million a week.
Because if
you break it down by monthly, that's not exactly right. It's about $1 million a week.
That is a lot.
I always think about 4 weeks
in
a month, but that's not right.
The energy that guy must have to do every, because isn't he executive producer of like half of the E! Reality shows?
Well, all the Kardashian shows, which is like 9. So
and he's on Idol, which is enough work. And he's got his radio show, which, as you know, you got to get up early in the morning.
Well, you're supposed to.
I mean, you just get a lot of guests on, and they talk for you.
His show's
in the sports world, he just, I guess, is signing on to do Olympic coverage.
I did read that. Yes.
But I'm with you on the Nick Cannon thing, getting back to that. I like Nick Cannon a lot.
I don't know if there's room in this world for Nick Cannon. All right, I got to ask you a question. I saw this today. Nice. MTV Movie Awards came out.
Yeah.
Movies of the Year, Bridesmaids, Hunger Games, Harry Potter, The Help, Twilight Saga.
You mean the nominations are out?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you can vote right now.
Where?
Oh, that's how they're done, by strictly voting? Like the...
They don't need no stinking Academy.
Fan voted.
It's all fan voted.
Same with the VMAs.
Oh, okay.
This is a democracy, you guys.
It is?
Yeah.
Is there a communist version of MTV?
I hope not.
Where they don't let people vote on stuff and they just say, here is your winner. You will like it. Get back in your breadline.
That's the Oscars, basically.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Buzzworthy.mtv.com for all kinds of cool stuff like that. So what's your movie of the year so far?
I loved Drive.
Everybody loved Drive. I have not seen it.
Oh, it's so good. It will. I mean, I don't care how much of a man's man you may be. It will. Bring some toilet paper because you might soil
yourself. Diarrhea?
Wow, that's exciting.
I mean, you could soil yourself. It's so, there are parts that are just so violent and so terrifying. Like, it's like Pulp Fiction. Just
dang.
I'm freaked out already. I don't know if I can handle it. I want to see the...
Weapons I've never even heard of were used to off people in that movie.
I better wait and see the prequel of that called Parked. I don't know if I can handle it.
I don't know if I've ever been more excited to see a movie about Sacha Baron Cohen's movie coming out here May 16th. I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Comes out on my birthday. You going to come out and hang out tomorrow?
If you fly me out on the Buzz jet, then yeah.
I think Justin Bieber's using it that particular week, but if you want.
We got a Buzz, we got a Buzz helicopter we can get you on. Could take a while. It's a long trip on a helicopter.
That's a long trip, but I'll do it.
Oh, by the way,
I think you guys will like, just because this is funny and sort of guy-centric, there's a movie awards category called Best On-Screen Dirtbag, which is hilarious.
Love it. Who's nominated?
There's Colin Farrell in Horrible Bosses. Did you see that?
Yes, he was spectacular.
Yeah, I hope he gets that. And then there are the more subtle dirtbags like Bryce Dallas Howard, who was the dirtbag in The Help.
Which one?
Awful people. Oh, John Hamm from Bridesmaids.
Is that a chick? Bryce is a chick?
That's Ron Howard's daughter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know who she was in the movie. That was a good movie. She looks just like Ron Howard. She's red, lots of freckles. Yeah.
Yeah, she plays a horrible racist.
Yep, okay. John Hamm. Yeah, he was the bad boyfriend.
Yeah, the crappy boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That opening scene was so good. And then Oliver Cooper in Project X, which I have not seen yet, but I need to.
Project X, the Matthew Broderick monkey movie?
No, it's the party movie.
Oh, that movie. I didn't see it.
Now, I see Jennifer Aniston has been nominated for Best On-Screen Dirtbag for Horrible Bosses. I didn't see Horrible Bosses.
Oh, she was in it too? I mean, she was nominated too?
Nominated for Dirtbag.
She kept trying to have sex. Well, because she was like super evil and super psycho, and she kept trying to have sex with Charlie Day. You have to see that movie. Oh, okay. It was so funny.
Oh, it's great. No, it was probably, for me, the best comedy of the year.
Really?
Oh, I thought it was great. It was way better than Bridesmaids, I think. She was great, but yeah, I think Colin Farrell wins Going Away.
I mean, the samurai sword and the cocaine.
He's
such
a clown. I know. You just wanted to kill him.
I love the fact that he's gorgeous but willing to look like a total
Delta Bravo? Yes, he did.
He looked so bad.
He did.
It was so funny.
It was awesome. Buzzworthy.mtv.com. You can always check out Tamar's work on there. We appreciate you. You have a great day.
Good to talk to you guys.
Listen, sister, you avoid all fire extinguisher cases.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to walk around with protective boxing gloves, just in case.
Okay. Just in case.
Just in
case.
This has been a very punny day for us.
Yes, it has.
So cheesy.
Welcome to my world, where puns rule. Thanks, Tamar.
I'll talk to you guys next week.